Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, listeners, it's Jenny. I want to tell you about a new podcast you should be listening to. Conversations with People Who Hate Me from the TED Audio Collective. What happens when people who've clashed in the past have a conversation? Host Dylan Marin is an expert in tough conversations. He's called up his own haters and online trolls to find the humanity on the other side of the screen. On this new season, Dylan explores how we can find common ground through conversations between people who think they see the world differently. On this season, hear from a survivor of conversion therapy and the man who ran the so-called gay clinic, a mother and her trans son, a person turned meme and online troll, and more. Part Therapy, Part Confessional, it's a podcast about talking it out to understand each other. Find Conversations with People Who Hate Me wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm environmental activist Erin Brockovich. This is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting eco-warriors, women fighting for conservation and ecological justice. Today's woman dedicated her life to protecting the environment and fighting for the poor. She knew these struggles were interlinked, and her religious faith informed her work until the very end. Please welcome Dorothy Stang. Dorothy Stang was born in Dayton, Ohio in 1931. She was the fourth of nine children in a devout Catholic family. When the Stangs lost their home during the Great Depression, they moved into an abandoned farmhouse. They grew their own vegetables to make ends meet. When she was 17, Dorothy joined the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, an order of nuns dedicated to helping poor communities around the world. In 1966, Dorothy volunteered to work in Brazil. When Dorothy and five other sisters arrived in the state of Maranhão, they spoke very little Portuguese. So they began their ministry with simply learning the language. Soon it evolved into religious instruction for adults in the community. At the time, Brazil was at the start of a 21-year military dictatorship. The sisters quickly saw the odds their new community faced. A fellow sister at the time, Sister Barbara English, recalled, "By 1968, we were aware of the repression and violence promoted by the military dictatorship. People who worked for human rights and for the small farmers' rights to the land were labeled subversive, and the military dictatorship had them hunted down. The sisters reacted by stressing basic tenets of human rights in their lessons. With this, Dorothy's work took on new meaning. In the early 1970s, the Brazilian government passed land reform laws that encouraged poor, landless farmers to settle the Amazon. The government said they would offer 200 acres of land and money for tools to cultivate it. Brazil's poorest communities saw this opportunity as a chance to secure better lives for their families. Dorothy packed up her things and joined farmers moving to the state of Pará with the intent of helping them start anew. They arrived to find loggers and ranchers occupying the land instead, and police paid to scare off any competitors. So the farmers moved further into the forest to escape the danger. Again, Dorothy moved with them. By 1980, the government announced a $10.5 billion development project that would encompass the three northern Brazilian states, including Pará. The plan was to open the land for oil refinery, minerals, and agribusiness. They were David facing Goliath, said Sister Barbara, in reference to Dorothy and the peasant farmers. She continued, and Goliath came in the form of multinationals, big businesses, ranching, and lumber companies. They began to devour the Amazon forest. By 1982, Dorothy had migrated with the farmers to Anapu, another city in Pará. There, they established a sustainable agrarian community. Dorothy became a leader. She helped foster a culture of respect for the land and for one another. She became a spokesperson for the sustainable development movement, and she became, for some, a major target. By 2001, Dorothy was receiving many death threats. She thought they might be from loggers or land speculators. The morning of February 12, 2005 was rainy. Dorothy was walking along a path from Anapu to another village. By this time, she had lived in Brazil for 40 years. She was on her way to visit farmers whose homes had been burned down on their land. But she wasn't alone. From the forest emerged a pair of gunmen. They asked if she was armed. Dorothy opened her Bible and began to read Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who seek justice. Blessed are those who work for justice, because they will be persecuted. Before she could finish, they shot her. Dorothy's murder was a devastating escalation. Ana Paula Santos Souza, a member of a group that Dorothy worked with, told the New York Times, "We're all incensed, but at the same time, we're also very afraid. Sister Dorothy was an American citizen and a nun, and even with all that prominence, she was still killed publicly. What does that mean for the rest of us?" Within 2 years, the killers were charged and convicted. Several thousand people attended Dorothy's funeral, and memorial services were held around the world. She is buried in a grove in Anapu. All month, we're highlighting Eco Warriors. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Thank you to co-creators Jenny and Liz Kaplan for having me host this week. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.